just intro us, baby.
As per tradition on the podcast, we make the guest do it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do nice. It.
Every time.
Do it.
I love intros.
We only have had three guests.
What number episode is this?
11.
Nice.
Offline okay. TV podcast number 11?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just let me know when I'm good to go.
You're rolling.
Okay. Hello, ladies and gentlemen of the YouTube nation. All right, we are here for episode 11 of the Online TV Podcast with your host, Mythology. And here I have my first guest, Skara. Second guest, Pokimane. And our third guest, you may know him as the piece of toast that is disguised. Disguised Toast!
Wow, that's the most amount of energy I've ever seen on this podcast.
That's actually crazy.
I think I can fall asleep now.
Yeah, we're good. The podcast is over, right? We got the clip.
Ain't
we're done.
Done. Yeah.
So yeah, brand new podcast. We have no topics lined up, so
we're just gonna talk about myth.
Yeah.
Why?
Myth, what do you want to talk about?
You put this all on me? No, don't do that!
Well, I mean, we don't get a lot of FPS.
I am the host.
Yes, you are.
I am the host.
With the most, yes.
So I'm... I guess, I mean, just one thing that's been on my mind a lot recently is Valorant.
Valorant.
That I was supposed to go to
that got
canceled.
Tell
the people what Valorant is.
Valorant is a 5v5 tactical round-based shooter that Riot is currently developing that is basically going toe-to-toe with CSGO, right?
Mm-hmm. And
has hero abilities.
Games.
Yeah. So it's quite an interesting title. A lot of people are super, super interested in it.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Basically, it's like a game that everyone has been waiting for. Everyone's been waiting for a game, and this one's like...
It's being that game.
It.
It's, exactly.
They're waiting for something, and this is the one to come out. So I think everyone is just hoping it will like fulfill their hopes and dreams. But I think that's also a lot of pressure.
Which name do you guys like? Project A or Valorant?
I will lie. Project A sounded dope.
Project A.
So I think like... I had a talk about this with one of my friends, and we feel like Project A was like so the name itself, like, is it a great name?
Is Valorant is a great name?
Oh, come
Does
on.
Does Valorant mean something, but like, by the way?
I don't know. I actually have no idea. I didn't Google Valorant or what it meant. But we were I think like a lot of the love for like Project A is the whole the initial like hype up of it, right? Because that was what they named it when it like when people knew that they were working on something. Mm-hmm. So I do like Project A, but like I think Valorant's pretty badass. I'm with it.
Okay. Yeah. So you're expecting Riot to watch this podcast and they're like, oh, we liked our fucking name. We gotta get
switch
him
it
our
back,
first
guys, switch it back, forget
invitational
the handles,
tournament.
It's already happening.
Oh
yeah.
Wait, not tournament. Sorry, but I was supposed to go to their event, but it got canceled.
Did you get the seniors. Invitation?
It might have literally came in today, but I've been like out all day.
They sent a physical invitation. It was thick. It was nice print. Like you could like put it up on your desk. Mm-hmm. It was so nice.
Wait, you got one, Pokey?
Yeah.
Oh, Scar,
well, you're going to go to the event, right?
Yeah. No,
sick.
I was going to pass it up. Well, frick, man. I was so hyped.
Scar, where's your invite?
I don't know, Toast. Where's your invite?
Look.
Listen, think they just spun a content creator wheel and they're like,
yeah, only one person from offline TV.
They shipped it with mine.
Ah, there it is.
They shipped it with mine. That's all.
Mine got lost in the mail. You know?
It is, yeah.
But yeah, there was an event planned for next week, right? But they had to cancel it because of the coronavirus.
Wait, really?
Yeah. You didn't. Wait,
did you not know when it was?
No, I didn't know why they canceled it. I was like, oh yeah.
It was because
an official statement was released. Mm-hmm. That it like they
that
don't
they
want
just
people
don't
flying.
Feel it's smart to fly out a bunch of players to a
what?
Certain
that
area
would have been
during
so good for me because if all the streamers got sick, I just fucking take over Twitch, you know?
True.
That's true because they invited all the top
exactly,
FPS streamers.
Right? All of you guys were invited.
Top FPS streamer. Have you seen my CS:GO spread?
Top FPS streamer.
Top 10.
There's going to be some competition. There's going to be the new, you know, the new ninja.
I wonder who like the new wave of creators will be. Or I also think that content creators have like developed and evolved. And now every single time there's a new release, they all freaking hop on it. So it makes it especially harder for new up and coming creators to really get any spotlight at all. Yeah. As opposed to like the Fortnite era. Yeah. Where people like just played it and then it started popping off. This is like anytime there's something new, boom, everyone's eyes are on it.
Yeah. And I mean, people generally tend to learn like from their mistakes. I know like personally with me, like I'm going into Project A learning a lot from my experiences of like making content and being in the Fortnite scene and having that advantage at the start. If you could apply that information is like super beneficial. Right.
Yeah.
Lucky for us.
I mean, for me, like TFT, like jumpstarted my career again. And a lot of that was because of the prep I did before TFT came out. Mm-hmm. So I really,
you knew.
Yeah, I knew. Okay. Because
you knew to prep editors to prep daily uploads.
Because the first thing, the easiest thing was I released cheat sheets about the game. And like, I was talking to them. I was like, are you going to release any information? Like, nah, we don't have anything. I'm like, okay. So I was like, if I'm a new player, what do I want to have? And I was like, okay, I need something to tell me what the units do and like what the synergies are. So I made the cheat sheet. I hired some graphics guy, made the cheat sheet look really good.
They were so good.
Yeah. And then like,
I used them.
It was like fucking everyone used them. And that's what blew me up. Like literally I went from doing actually like two to 4K viewers. And I jumped to like probably 7 to 10.
That's even more sometimes.
Yeah. And like just because of that, the preparation for TFT. So like before, the Project A is actually fucking wild. Everyone's just like, oh my God. If you play games at all, you're playing. It doesn't matter if you're an FPS player. I'm a fucking like TFT streamer, League of Legends. I'll be playing, you know. Toast will be playing. It's fucking strategy gaming, Overlord. Everyone's playing just to get a piece of the pie.
Yeah, the competition is going to be fierce. Like even for TFT, it's just a strategy game. But competition was fierce then. Mm-hmm. And like a lot of top streamers from existing strategy games like Hearthstone, you know, was trying to like hold the top. It was like between Hearthstone streamers and League streamers.
Yep.
Like I started streaming, I would write down the names of my competition, follow them on Twitch.
He's not kidding.
And I will always overstream them. Because I know if I go offline, my viewers go to them and get a bump in viewership for them. So I would not end the stream until I made someone log off. So it was like 13 hours, 14 hours. Like I wanted to kill myself, but at the same time, it's like, yeah, bitch, you stay
down
there.
You're playing the game, man. Yeah. You're playing the game, like,
true
right on.
True ruthlessness.
But it'll be that way for Valorant, I imagine.
Yeah,
no,
absolutely.
It will be in a lot of ways.
You got plans, Miss? I mean, you're going to be one of those people.
Yeah.
I've been like, theory crafting some some stuff for, like, release streams and how I want to approach, you know. But a lot of it's like, okay, you could have all this preparation, but then when it drops, there's... We don't have enough information yet about what it's going
to
be. Yeah. Exactly.
I was thinking like as it drops, like you get a lot of top streamers together. You start playing like in-house lobbies.
Yeah.
The thing about TFT that happened was like...
Do you think they're going to have custom lobbies?
Okay. Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
You really don't know. It's not usually something they have like right on release or like at beta.
Yeah. You're not sure, but if they do...
I think there's a good chance because it's like that's the market. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's like the market. The type of people that are playing this game are the type of people that want to hop into like a hyper-competitive setting.
Apex did not have custom lobbies.
No.
Do they even now?
Mm-mm. They only have developer-supported ones.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Ouch. Oh, I mean like Riot probably learned from some of their mistakes, right? But
true.
I'm thinking like, because what TFT did in the first week, I remember because everyone was a part of it. Everyone did in-houses and it was like people just threw money.
So
people were just like, whoever wins like
100 gifted subs from everyone.
Yeah.
Just 700 gifted subs if you win.
So, but like that, I could see the same thing. Like you guys are playing 5v5 and it's like, okay, we're just throwing like 10 grand at it.
Yeah.
And like,
people are definitely trying to like get their groups together, like come up with fun little things that they could do together on stream and whatnot. And I mean, just personally though, I know like my stream schedule is probably going to be like minimum 12 to 14.
Oh, I know.
Just off the bat. I want to do like a 24 on release day though as well.
Okay. So when me and Toast did TFT, we had competition between, I would say like 10 to 20 other streamers, but realistically for us, it was only like 10.
For this game,
FPS streamers are the competition's like 100 plus.
How glad
I
you
actually
think
can't imagine
people are that Shroud's not available to compete. Because like if Shroud was around, and Ninja, because like a lot of people just default to Shroud. Oh, FPS game, I'm gonna watch Shroud. Like even though he might not be the best player, he's just the most well known.
Mm-hmm. Especially like for Apex. Sorry to cut you off, but for Apex, I literally felt like even he realized it so much that he was like trying to shove people to watch other streamers because he just knew he would like soak up like 90% of the viewership.
It is nutty.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I'm also curious whether people will want to go to Mixer or to other platforms
to watch Shroud. I think there will be a bump. Yeah, for sure.
I feel like it won't be that significant though. I feel like Twitch is the platform people go to for new releases.
Yeah. Well, we got new Shroud right here. 50K.
I mean, who's your competition, Miss Dr. Disrespect?
Yeah, Doc.
Summit?
Summit. Mm-hmm. Tim the Tatman.
Doc, Summit, Tim, if Turner plays it.
Oh, do you think Dizzy? Dizzy
kind of dropped off with Apex.
Dizzy fell off.
True, but I played CSGO with him. He's just insane at shooters. And so I feel like if there's like a ranked system of sorts, yeah, he's going
to
be some competition.
That's another thing to take into consideration. Like, we have no idea of like if there's going to be ranked on drop or not.
If there's not ranked on drop, the streamers that are currently popular right now will stay at the top. If there is ranked, because
then it leaves room for
then
others.
It's like you can put in your title, I'm the number one ranked player in this game. For sure. And people are like, I got to go watch this guy. Even if he has no personality, no camp, doesn't matter.
No personality.
It's true.
So from your guys' perspective, though, as like primarily like shooter streamers, is your approach toward the game like what is it like what's your strategy toward the game? Or is you just trying to like, are you hopping on to like have fun for the most part?
Interact with your friends? For most of the non-FPS streamers, was just there to have fun, because it's going to be impossible
to compete.
So it's about coming up with like creative ways to sort of stream it. And
I think also playing with friends is a good angle.
When you look at the games that you play having with friends, it's like actually it's so small. Like if you have like a full lobby, you can play Overwatch together, you can play CSGO together, but like it's kind of, League of Legends even is like kind of weird, but like I feel like it's easier to play a game like Valorant, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas it's a new game, so there's so much hype around it, and I think Valorant's gonna be one of those games where like you can potentially just pop off randomly.
Yeah.
Like anyone. And you can also hard carry your friends if you're good, right?
Yeah. So it's like really cool moments.
Yeah, where I feel like that's not true for a lot of team based games right now. Like Overwatch, like you're not fucking carrying if their team is better, right? But like I know CSGO has had that thing where like
I understand.
If you're ultra good, you're fucking 1v9.
Yeah.
Right?
I feel like
that makes sense. Yeah, that's interesting.
I might be the Overwatch killer.
The Overwatch killer.
I think. Yeah. You think there needs to be a game for that to happen?
Oh shit! Come on.
Yeah. Overwatch is kind
but
of
like
down
when
swing,
I
huh?
think about it, and I think about kind of Overwatch's decline, this is just going to be the last nail in the coffin, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, Overwatch kind of just ruined their competitive league with their. Just how it was set up, because it's like you have to fly to places to play.
Oh, I would hate to be in Overwatch.
And then they inflate their numbers, and then they sell it to sponsors, and then the sponsors are like, something's not adding up, and then Twitch paid for the rights to the first year. And after the first year, they're like, wait, you know,
this
is really shady shit right here, right?
And the team's paid an insane buy-in just to be a team in the league.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You got $30 million. Where are you putting your money in? Like, what, like... Company in the scene. I'm curious.
What company in the scene do I put my money in?
I mean, he's under TSM. That's not fair.
Development? Or what do you mean?
Like, is there something that's not TSM that you would be like, I'm kind of interested in where to do it. I really like Riot Games. I'm going to put money here. I really like, you know, Apex Legends. I think their dev team is great. I'm going to put money here. I love Fortnite. I think Epic Games is doing a great job. I'm playing.
I love
30,
Fortnite, Paul.
I love Fortnite. Epic, if you're watching, I love Fortnite.
Yeah,
I love Fortnite. I mean, I would. I think I feel like the question is, or the answer is, like the most obvious one. It's which is Valorant. Honestly, it's like I would put all my money on it. I would flip that coin so hard.
You think it's a coin flip, but you take it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I think it's definitely. I mean, With what we know so far, I think it's definitely a risk, right? Mm-hmm. If we're going to think in that like situation, right? With I'm just putting $30 million and I'm just going to slap it on a company and see where it goes or see if they succeed, right? Mm-hmm. Because we, as hungry as people are for this style of game, for this 5v5 arena, like shooter, S&D based game, no one is, the public hasn't had their hands on it. And I watched like the gameplay. Sorry. I watched the gameplay that they recently released and I'm like, okay, this looks really good, but I know from like experience, like looking at a game and playing a game are two different things, are like two drastically different things. So I'm just waiting till I can get my hands on it. And then, you know, if I'm really happy with it, I'm like, okay, good. My 30 mil is on it.
Now, I wonder if this is going to be
a risk.
All the top streamers gain advanced access, but will they be able to advanced stream it like TFT were allowed? Because like TFT, if you're a top league streamers or like strategy streamers, you get advanced like access while you're streaming, while people have to wait 12 hours to play.
Really?
Oh, I mean,
for like patches
both
or
both
like,
Riot Games. I actually think so.
Yeah, no. Just because the test servers were so small, like okay. everyone has to wait like 12 hours between games.
Was this before?
Before it was released to like
okay.
public, mm-hmm. public.
Gotcha.
It's because the game was so overwhelmingly hyped that the queue times mm-hmm. were like 8 hours.
Insane.
Yeah. You literally could not play it. But then Riot could.
Was that because of servers being full?
Yeah, yes. Oh, their PB server was like more popular than like major regions or something.
Wow.
Like, it was ridiculous.
So it was like a case of the rich gets richer kind of deal.
Yeah. So I'm curious. How did the community react to that?
I mean, there were some salty people.
Yeah.
Why does this person have a key, but I do? But
because like people were like, I waited in queue for 8 hours and my PC shut off, and then Scar gets to fucking log in and play in one second.
Man, sorry.
Yeah.
Everyone like, cause
yeah,
like,
fuck you, Scara.
Yeah.
Who told you to be Scara, bro?
Can't help.
I mean, priority queue.
Yeah. From this side of the aisle, it's great. But like when Valorant comes out, if I don't have advanced access, I'm gonna be like, what the fuck, man? What makes these people better than us kind of deal?
True. Hey, fuck. My man! Hey!
I mean, sorry, guys. Just be like that sometimes, you know?
But yeah, I mean, I think that is something that...
our Fortnite hours paid off.
What the fuck?
I suppose, yeah.
But hey, you guys would need players to play against, right? Why are they going to fill it up with?
Yeah, you need noobs to stop.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm right here.
Do I?
Oh, actually, maybe not. You got a lot of people in chat.
that could be something that ends up happening. And I think, like, okay, there's like two, there's like, I'm split on this because there's a part of me. I'm gonna use what Pokey says all the time. There's the what do you call that like person of you that's like the super business savvy one, the super business savvy side of you,
ruthless businesswoman,
the ruthless businessman inside of me is like priority queue. Yeah, I want gimme. Mm-hmm. But then like when I think about like okay, would I like to being on the other side? Probably not. It's like probably kind of scuffed to be on the other side and be like somebody else that like. Wants to play the game and wants to make content for it and then like literally just gets like kind of scuffed off the bat.
Hmm. It's like when Overwatch first went to beta, like you watch people play and it's so fun and you're like just begging to get in.
Yeah, but I also think there's like between those two thoughts, there's just the realistic aspect of the world
which
that
is,
we live
it
in.
Benefits
which is exactly
it benefits the company, so they're probably gonna do it. Yeah.
So and I respect that among. But like either of those sides of me.
Yeah, I respect it too. Give me priority access. Me and Toast.
Yeah. Those in-houses are going to be crazy.
It's going to be so hype.
I had an idea of trying to like find an FPS streamer that's upcoming. And I kind of just like invest in him and say, hey, can I give you like 50K to like set you up with like everything you need? And I'll take like your entire income for the next year or something. No, maybe not the entire income.
Your fucking face.
But I'll fly you to California. I'll set you up with a room and offline TV. And it's like 50% of your income.
I'm sorry, where?
What?
50%. And I'm sure there's some FPS players out there.
Oh, absolutely.
That would say, hell yeah. Like, but how do you know they won't suck?
Yeah.
You don't.
I think you can don't. Only
it's
really...
A gamble.
Find those kinds of people once the game comes out. Mm-hmm. You have to find like a myth, a day.
But it'll be too late.
They're too expensive then. Like,
yeah.
No. You have to find
before,
it like first
before
week
you
or
find
two
them.
Or
you need to find them either A, right as soon as that like summit clip goes out or right before.
Yep.
Because when right as soon as they get that clip that like hits them, their emails are flooded with, actually my emails were not flooded with any people. Literally TSM was the only org that hit me up after the summit.
Oh, they were smart.
Which is pretty nice. Yeah, they're really smart early on. Yeah, they were, they snatched me up. But then, but like in other games, I know that it's a thing where like if one person pops off and you know, they got eyes on them, people will generally, you know, be like, okay, let's get this guy. You know, everyone's going to off to the races to snatch this dude up.
Yeah. TFT came out. Me and Toast got offers from a lot of orgs.
Wait, why didn't you guys ever say this?
Because our org is offline TV.
That's actually true.
Also, the offer was shit.
Okay, that makes more sense.
My offer was more competitive, some of them, but then it was just like, I don't think they can give me more than what offline gives me. And I feel like if I associate myself with an org, they also get offline. to an extent. Mm-hmm. Like, so I don't like that. Unless the money is just like really too stupid. Good, then yeah. I'd be like, yo, Pokey, I'm sorry, but the number was this. And you're like, oh, I understand.
Okay, respect.
What's too stupid?
Six figures.
Anything? Really? You go year? For six figures?
No, wait, a year?
A month.
A month is a insane. Month? Shut what? Up.
It'd be some sort of six figure number per year. Yeah. Yeah. For an org.
I would have said like 20K a month. That's, I'd be like, I respect that's it. Really it's okay. Good. Yeah. Yeah. It's okay. I get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about you?
What's my number?
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard for me to say anything because now that I'm not on Twitch, I don't feel that competitive drive. I'm just chilling. So it's like if someone wants to toss me free money, I'm like, sure, go ahead.
How is that, by the way? How's that like been for you? I don't think I've ever talked to you about
it's very chill. Yeah. Like I essentially just play what I want mm-hmm. with friends. Like I just mostly play League nonstop with like friends now, mm-hmm. like 5v5, and there's no like chat flaming me if I lose in TFT, no like demands. It's like, hey, this game's out. Why don't you stream it? Why aren't you like streaming Legends of Runeterra?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I'm just gonna play what I want when I want. So mm-hmm. it's nice. It's relaxing. What about you, Myth? Would you ever make some money moves? Everyone's making money moves. I hear.
What type of money moves?
This year, there's a lot of money moves being made.
Really?
Like more? Wait, like last year had like, I don't know.
Five to ten.
This year is going to be like way more.
Really?
And Twitch has to think about it. It's like they only have so much mm-hmm. money. Unless they want to hit up, you know, Papa Bezos and start paying everyone, you know. They got to have to decide who to keep mm-hmm. and who be like, you know, we can't match Amazon. We can't match Facebook or Google. So,
you mean we can't match... Not Amazon.
Not, oh, right. Not Amazon. Yeah. What's the other one? Oh, Microsoft.
Yes.
There you go.
But I mean, personally, I think I might have some money moves in mind. Mm. Yeah. To say the least.
It's always exciting times when someone's about to make money moves.
Two people in the house have, or even OTV, two people are getting
money moves this year.
Yeah. Potentially. So.
But yeah, nothing's like confirmed or locked in.
Whoa.
Yet. I think. Yeah, I really like Twitch. Twitch is like...
Same!
Twitch is like my fucking home, man. Like, I grew up in middle school watching streams every single day before breakfast, before going out, like, to school.
Middle school?
Yeah.
Bro, like, 7th, 8th grade. 12?
Huh?
Sorry. Middle school. I mean, I guess for me it was high school. So technically...
Yeah, so I remember, like, I used to watch Black Ops 2 streams on release, like, religiously. So there's so much of me is... emotionally invested into Twitch that it would be hard to leave. But I mean,
everyone's got their price.
I'm gonna take a quote from here, but I'm the ruthless businessman part of me you know, says there's a number where I can't say no.
No, exactly. Everybody has that number.
There's like a number where you just like
no.
100%. But the issue is they always give you a number that's on the edge.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh my god, what do I do with my life? Yeah, so
that's sort of where I'm at when it comes to all that, though. I fucking love Twitch, though. I love you, Twitch.
Same.
Yo, don't be saying that. No, you gotta make him think.
Yeah. Gotta make him work for it a little bit.
True. I love them conditionally.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Same.
Shit.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a question.
What's up?
Were you the person I saw ask for Diabolical keys?
Yeah.
How's the game?
I don't like it.
Oh,
what's Diabolical?
What is Diabolical? I think I've heard of
okay, that. Diabolical is an arena FPS. Mm-hmm. It's like Unreal Tournament Quake. Mm-hmm. And the maker of the game was Too Good. Too Good Harding. He used to be a host for...
I thought you meant like he's really good. He's like Harding. Too good.
His name is like James.
Too good for the development team?
Yeah. So like he's been making this game for like a decade.
Damn.
And like it just came out
and
in
it's
alpha.
Not even that good.
And like
I don't like it. I think there's a lot of people that absolutely love it.
Yeah. Really?
So the people that absolutely love it, in my opinion, are the people that like it's like a niche genre. I feel like it's very niche. Shooters. It's a very niche type of shooter. Am I saying that right?
Yes.
Niche. Yes.
Nice.
You cannot be a casual player in an arena FPS.
Yeah, I agree.
Quake is the game where if you play against someone who's better than you, you go -1, he gets 16 versus 16.
Yeah.
Like and he will smash you.
Yeah.
I see.
It's a very
just aim.
It's like if you've been playing, it's sort of like CS in the way like if you've been playing those type of games for 5-10 years, like you know, pl- playing Quake and stuff, you're going to really, really like it nowadays. You're going to really love it and you're going to be really good at it. But if you're sort of just hopping in new and you're like starting off with no help, no friends, it's it is overbearing. And there's a lot. There's those games, Diabolical specifically, it's depthy. The game has some depth, in my opinion.
Oh, I saw Ralpha in the recent IEM. He just he swept the tournament. He didn't lose a map. And like even the grand finals, he was like 13-2, 16-2 against the guy. And I was just like, holy fuck, that's the second best player in the world, by the way. Or like third best player.
For what game?
For IEM Katowice, the one without the audience.
Okay.
He went there and he won the whole thing, swept the whole tournament. And it was disgusting. He killed everyone.
Was it for Diabolical?
No, it was for Unreal Tournament.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, Quake Arena.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, like if you're used to the mechanics of those games, you're gonna love this game.
Okay.
Right? You're gonna absolutely love it. But if you're not used to like rocket jumps and using your movement and propelling yourself in ways and stuff, I don't think like the newer generation is like gonna be a big fan.
Okay, I'm a question.
Fortnite players.
Question for all of you. Do you guys like running and shooting? Because like that's like,
I won't lie, yeah, Apex is freaking
right?
Nice.
Yeah. Maybe is Fortnite like that? Like, is there like,
yeah,
there the crosshair,
yes, very
on?
Much so.
So Fortnite, and
you,
then there's
do
like,
what did you by running and shooting? You just mean like having a faster paced shooter?
No, I mean like actually you can gun while you're running.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because like Apex, you can do that, Fortnite, you can do that, but CSGO, if you
CSGO,
do that.
CSGO, you can. No. Like, I had to learn to not move while shooting because in Fortnite, I'm so used to like dodging while shooting.
Yeah.
Do you like that?
I like it. And I like it. I think if it's the right game, it complements it well and it works well, then yeah, I like it. Like, for example, Apex, I love the movement.
Oh.
And, like,
it feels so
the
good.
The locomotion of Apex is so
really
freaking
job.
Good. That's the number one thing that I like pride those freaking devs on, is the movement in that game. The characters, I'm everywhere right now, but for a good reason. So let me go one thing at a time here. Locomotion Apex. The characters feel like they belong. The moves that they're doing feel like they belong in that universe and in that world and with the environment. When I play games nowadays, that is literally probably the number one thing that I look for now, which it's like a mini insider thing.
Weird. Okay.
Yeah. That's a thing that I really, that my brain like takes control on when
like
it comes to games.
It's like when you play League and then a champion like Yumi comes out and you're like, this doesn't belong in this world. Wow.
Yes. Yes. But for shooters and movement, there are a lot of like shooters that I'll play and I'll be like, this, even the way the character looks like running in the environment looks weird. I'm just like,
you don't like it.
What the fuck?
Get me the fuck out.
Like, I'm not playing this. Or the way that like, what was the game that I was playing recently? Shoot. It's like another BR game. And they have like axes and like bows.
Oh, Project Darwin.
Darwin. Oh, yeah. So I was playing Darwin.
Oh my God.
And there were really good parts of like the movement where I was like, this feels so good. This is really innovative. And they really are like pushing their boundaries of what they could do with movement. And then you'll like do some move that connects to those moves and it just feels like ass. And I'll be like, why? Why? Why did they do that? So,
do you guys remember that one game that came out near the same time that Fortnite came out and there were chickens when you died?
Oh, Paladins.
No.
Yes.
No,
that is, did you play
bad.
That game?
No, but people got so hyped about it. I was like, I'll jump in after like a couple weeks. And then they were dead.
Let me
look.
The number one thing that like, as a creator, as somebody in this, like in this space, when I go online and I see that other people are like really enjoying things and I, for some reason, can't, it like bothers me. Not because they're having fun, because I feel like, is it me? Like, is this the next new thing that I physically cannot get in on because I just hate it? But it's good to know that it's not true and that it was actually like, I'm all right.
Oh, the fuck?
I just kind of like the chicken thing.
Yeah, same.
But cute. Yeah, I watched people play that game and I was just like, the way that the characters move and...
I didn't really like it either. It seemed a little janky.
That's the one thing.
The movement, I meant.
I'm sorry, I'm going on a tangent. I'm going on a little rant, but...
That's all good.
That's the one thing I just can't get in on when I'm playing new games. It's like the movement has to be smooth. It has to feel right.
Have you played much CSGO?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh.
A little bit.
What about Rainbow Six?
Not as much, but a little bit as well.
Yeah, I always hear good things about that game.
Same.
Yeah.
That but game, no one ever plays
that game
it.
Does really well on Twitch too, actually.
Yeah, it's very tactical.
It's very weird.
Yeah.
Have you guys played Escape?
Escape from Tarkov?
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, I played a little bit.
What is it similar to?
It's similar. So it's like a clusterfuck of things. Can I swear on this podcast?
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice. So yeah, it's like a clusterfuck of things because I would say what they're trying to do the most, like what they're trying to be essentially is, have you ever played like DayZ? Or you like know like the concept of DayZ?
Yes.
So Escape from Tarkov's main thing is trying to like recreate that survival game experience where you're, you know, you just left your base, you just left your stockpile, and you're about to go into Cherno or like one of the really high populated looted towns, and you're trying to come out alive essentially with loot. So EFT like takes that chunk of survival games that people generally, that's like their favorite part of survival games,
and
like
is like
mass
game.
Producing it. Yeah, it's like the whole entire game. And that's essentially what EFT is.
What's the movement similar to?
The movement's similar to like Arma.
Oh, don't look at me.
Oh, yeah.
I have never played either of those games.
It's PUBG? Like, is this similar to PUBG?
Slower. So I would say like it tries to resemble like I'm not too experienced in EFT, but it's slower. So I think they're trying to have their literally like a more realistic approach where a lot of the times when you're going through the game, you're like, you know, you're walking and you're checking around corners, you're crouching, you're just like taking things really slowly to make sure you don't die. So it's really, really hardcore.
There's no names, so you can shoot your teammates.
No,
so
there's
you can't tell.
There's
right?
No names, there's no outlines, there's no UI, there's no tutorial. There's literally the game takes you. Let's say this is you, right? And you're the game.
Mm-hmm.
This is you. They take you, they crumble you up into a little ball, and they throw you into the game. Have fun. But that's what people want. There's a group of people that love that experience. But I remember I said on stream once while playing it, I was like, man, imagine if there was like an EFT that was like more friendly to like, you know, the what do they call it?
Me.
Like the barrier to entry or the
newbies.
Is the term?
That's casual friendly. I don't know.
It was a little bit more casual friendly. I was like, man, that would really do good. And my chat was like, fuck off, Fortnite kid. You just got there because of Fortnite. You trash ass little Fortnite kid. And I was like,
yo. That sounds like Chet.
It's like, chill, just a suggestion, boys.
Yeah, like I know hardcore players hate it when they try and make the game not easier, but just more accessible.
Yeah.
And
it's
like, that's what makes the game great.
Yeah.
But you realize it's like there's no reason
the
for it to be
difficult.
The thing
that's also deterring people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like gatekeeping.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. It's just making it
more
accessible. Yeah, accessible. Because it's really hard to hop in as a new player and learn on your own. It's Druid. Not Druid. It's miserable.
I wasn't sure if it was going to pop off. So like it was a game where I was like, is this Realm Royale again?
Yeah.
And then it did. Like it's still doing like decently
it's
well.
Doing okay.
I can't believe it actually.
It has its figures.
Yeah.
And it developed its figures very fast in terms of like people in the community that you go to watch it. Because now it's at the point, I feel like, where if you're new and you're trying to play that game, nobody really wants to watch
somebody. Only watch like XYZ.
Yeah. Nobody wants to watch you fail a shoreline raid like 16 times in a row anymore. People want to see the high loot, high intensity, like good players walk out with like 10 mil or some
Jesus
crazy shit
Christ.
On a raid.
Oh, you know what I've been noticing on Twitch for League of Legends?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of FPS streamers are playing it. Moon Moon is playing League. XQC was playing League.
Mm-hmm.
And Lyric was playing League. All within the last week. And I'm wondering if... Because I imagine all of those people are playing Valorant.
Everyone's bored.
And no. That's not even related.
But it's by Riot. So, like, I'm a conspiracy theorist.
Mm. Oh,
I'm just wondering
God.
If it's a coincidence that Valorant is...
Right.
Like a month away ish, and then maybe a couple months.
A month?
A couple of months.
Oh, okay. Wait.
Summer
is beta
May,
in the
June,
summer
July-ish.
Or
release?
People have been saying that there's a beta that's supposed to come at like the end of this month.
I think there's gonna be a beta.
Yeah,
I heavily.
I think there's gonna be a beta too.
But the end of this month. That's
I
soon,
think that's
soon.
Very likely as well.
Like
Scar.
Hmm.
I don't know exact
details. Why are you telling them, Scar? They have more information than us.
Oh, shit.
I
just highly suspected the beta.
I think
is
May makes.
Yeah, that's what I would say if I knew somebody that had info.
Oh my fucking god! my friends are ragging to get shot. Like fucking riots to come over and bring them all.
Oh no, Scar!
Gun sound.
And always tilted. That's why I don't play FPS games. Pose.
There was a TFT streamer that was ranting how, like, if you want to get invited to, like, events or, like, opportunities, you have to play the companies. The companies similar, but, like, if you want to get invited to a Riot event, you need to pop off or be popular in, like, a Blizzard game for them to want to invite you. If that
in
makes
a competing
sense.
Game.
Yeah.
I don't think that's entirely accurate.
Because he was ranting about that. It's like, I feel like if I to get invited to this tournament, I need to play Hearthstone. Because they ended up inviting like some Hearthstone streamers and not TFT players.
This is okay.
I think. Well, no, go ahead.
I was gonna say the rant is pretty much like Riot promised competitive for TFT at some point in the future, and they did it in set one.
Soon, TF.
They what?
They did it in set one. Okay, so when the game first launched, it's currently set three, which is 6 months from set one, maybe longer.
Longer.
There was not a single tournament for set two. Mm-hmm. Not a single one. And there's no communication about competitive. Mm-hmm. And so this guy and like everyone who's high rated in TFT for set two, which is the current one right now, just like stopped quitting the game. And stopped playing the game. Like everyone quit. Everyone's playing Tarkov, fucking like CSGO. Literally. Not even kidding.
Daisy.
And it's because like there's nothing to aspire for them. And so there's
that feeling.
And then on top of this, like there's just like an invitational and they don't invite the top players. They invite the most popular players. Mm-hmm. So I understand why it's frustrating. You know?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I understand that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like if you're playing Valorant and then a month from now, Fortnite has this cool invitational with celebrities and they invite you and then like the top Fortnite competitive players who don't really stream while they stream, but they have 500 viewers and you know they're essentially complaining like, wait, I love the game. I'm good at it. Why am I not getting invites?
Yeah.
Aww.
But there's always two kinds of streamers. It's like good, but with great personality, or someone who's just really good at the game who kind of has no personality. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to strategy games, there's a lot of the second kind, which is just people who are really smart, really analytical, but they have the personality of a sponge. And they're surprised why they don't get invited to anything, right?
Sponges are fun. No way.
If you depends like, what they're soaking up.
True.
Is this something fun? What? I mean, like, I feel like a better analogy would have been like potato. Yeah. Or, you know?
You would call them potatoes?
Oh, potato?
Yeah.
Potato.
Another sort of rock? Maybe a sort of vegetable. You know, just like really no
you just You just really like want to shit on these streamers. You're just like, they're fucking nothing.
You're going
off. I'm just saying, sponge is more like, I actually feel like if someone is a sponge, then they can like adapt and learn to anything because they can just
that
soak
the
up
first
a
thing
good
I
personality.
That is the first thing that I think of when I thought of a
sponge. They absorb a good
sponge.
Personality and then they just you know, put it out there. Anyways, moving on.
Gotcha.
That's an interesting theory and I can actually kind of see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think like going out to events and stuff is... Because I've been invited out to like events for like other games and stuff. Like I was there for the Apex release or the Apex like private launch and stuff. Mm-hmm. I think at the end of the day, developers want like people that could bring in the things that, you know, what's happening over there on Fortnite side, you know, like how are things over there so that they could talk? Because I've had those conversations with people who are like, you know, how's Fortnite going?
Mm-hmm.
And okay, what do you think we could improve on here instead of doing there? You know, like what do you think they kind of did a little bit poorly that we could pick up. So I think it's like a exchange of information. So I think it's true, but I think the intent isn't like to shun their core fan base or like the people that are playing their game. And it's more so to gain something new or gain something that's, that would be like of more value in a way to them for like feedback.
I don't know. Some companies, their attitude is like, you're going to be playing our game anyway.
That's true as well. I think
you guys really
that's
think so?
They're definitely
Let me introduce you to fucking Blizzard Entertainment.
Wait, what's happening? He's about to go.
Tell me more.
He's talking about Blizzard. Wait, what did Pokey say though?
Oh, I said, is that true?
Oh, is
that there are some companies that don't care about people because they know they're going to play that game.
Well, yeah, if you're doing like a streaming event.
Because what I mean is like the difference between, I don't give a shit, you're going to play anyways. And like, oh, sorry, we can only pick like the top three or top mm-hmm. five people. We can't do like the top 20. That's a very different thing.
It's a business move at the end of the day, right? Because if you know, like, okay, so let's use, let's say I make this game and I know that these streamers make their living playing my game. Like, okay. I know that they are going to play my game no matter what. It's I don't think it's evil, right? It's just like, it's the truth. You know what I'm saying? It's the truth. If you know that they're going to play your game, then it's like, you know, you don't have to pay them because the viewership is going to be there anyways for that big patch event release, right?
Can I hear the stories if there are any to share?
No.
And so for, like, that happened to me in Apex. Stories. I don't really play Apex hardcore.
Yeah.
I was invited to play Apex for the season release, hashtag ad, but I'm sure that there were like, I'm pretty sure there were like some other Apex primary streamers that aren't hashtag true. Added for it.
Yes,
because
yes.
that's like their main game. And the same thing would happen in Fortnite.
That makes sense.
Wait, here's the easy example. I remember you telling me this. So was it Hearthstone? You guys know the bounty board, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Hearthstone had a bounty board, right?
To play.
Yes, I remember
except
that.
Except for if you are already streaming Hearthstone, mm-hmm. you could not.
I think when it comes to money,
it's like,
it only makes just, sense. Yeah, but I think that's just different business. When it comes to free events.
So League did that. A couple months later. Uh-huh. But
anyone can get
anyone
it.
Can
oh,
get it.
That's
so if you were
true.
A League streamer, you could still claim the League bounty.
Like all the League streamers.
Oh, that was nice. Yeah.
People were really happy.
That's dope. That's a nice thing to do.
We get paid doing what we're going to do. Like, right? It's awesome.
Yeah.
But Hearthstone's like, exclude every Hearthstone streamer so they can make money. And then you get all these like other fuckers from outside the game turning on their bounty board, start tracking. And it's like, what the fuck is this shit, huh?
Tels was very mad at
thanks for the 10K Blizzard. And then all the Hearthstone streamers, they don't even know what's happening because it didn't even show up.
Yeah.
And
I think it's really, really nice when developers take care of like their hardcore community, their existing members. But I also think that they're, you know, when it comes to like your hashtag ad events, when you get that budget and you're looking at that budget and you're looking at all the people that you know are going to, you're looking down the list, you're like, Mitt's gonna play Fortnite. Tiffy's gonna play Fortnite. Who's that? Courage? Courage gonna be Fortnite. Who ain't gonna be playing Fortnite? XQC. Ooh, Summit. Oh my God. Yeah. Doc, is that you, baby? Come on. Come on down.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's just a business move, but sometimes business sucks.
True. But I do think, like, when you do feel like you're still a part, when you feel like you're valued by the development company, though, and you're able to build that longer lasting relationship, it is really nice. But if you just consistently like, okay, they don't really care about us, they're kind of just.
So what's that motion?
I was like sawing
churning
something.
Out? I don't know.
I don't know. I was sawing like my leg off. Okay, I don't know. Something pain. I don't know what I'm doing, honestly.
It's like
never mind.
Man, that's why people like.
That's what I was going for at first, but I decided to turn it around. I'm not going to lie.
Dude, we can swear. I'm
okay,
cool.
So like, I mean, look. Yeah, like let's say I've been playing Fortnite for literally 2.5 years or like 2 years and I
hypothetically,
and I have not been invited to a single event, but I turn on the Pro-Am and fucking like, I don't know, Toast is up there on the Pro-Am. I'll be like.
See, I think that's where I draw the line. If it's something like a Pro-Am where you're inviting people, no money is being made, it's more of a community mm-hmm. event for exposure, for whatever, then I think it makes sense to show appreciation to your loyal content creators.
Yeah.
If it's something, I mean, if you're trying to get more exposure to your game, it makes sense to go for people elsewhere.
Yeah. Agreed. No?
I'm just... Man, I got a lot of things to rant about when it comes to like Hearthstone. Because like working with Riot's such a day and night difference. I had a Riot event and then I had a Blizzard event mm-hmm. back to back, right? Mm-hmm. And Riot paid me to go to an event. They also paid for like, they gave me like $500 in Uber credits. And like to travel for the Blizzard event, they're like, fuck you, find your way here. I had to use Riot's Uber budget that they gave me so I can travel to a Blizzard event. Like that's how like, that's what happens when, I guess, a game company kind of just doesn't really care because, oh, you know, you're a Hearthstone streamer. Or like, yeah, you know, we're giving you exposure. You get advanced access. You know, that's your reward kind of deal. Just fosters a lot of resentment.
I understand that. I feel like Fortnite's done a really good job at actually like taking care of their...
Truly. It surprises me to hear that Blizzard sounds so far behind when they've been around for a minute. They should know.
I think there is a dark era with Blizzard, and Toast is in that dark era.
You think it's gotten better?
Has it gotten better,
Toast? It's getting a little better. Okay. Like, I remember it's like, I told the manager at Blizzard, it's like, I went for a play test, I think, for Legend of Runeterra. Mm-hmm. And then to Blizzard was so unheard of. It's like, how much did they pay you? They paid you a lot, didn't they? And I said, no, I did it for free because, you know, it was just a fun game. Like, their views on how influencer works is so like backwards. And then when I asked to get paid to go to their event, they're like, well, we're giving you advanced access. So that's kind of your payment.
I remember that. Oh man, I remember that. So on that situation,
yeah, I'm kind of
they tried to fly out a lot of people or to come to play test one of their newest games, and they're like, we're not going to pay you, like just straight up. And
play test, or is this an event that's being streamed?
Play test, not streamed, completely on dark,
like for feedback.
Yeah, for feedback. They wanted your feedback, your professional feedback. And essentially a lot of the top streamers banded together, which is like, tell them to fuck off.
People, why?
Because it was like, they were just taking advantage of us.
How so?
Because it was a situation where like, we should have gotten paid for it. Because in that situation, exactly, because it was right after Riot had done TFT. And then they flew out all the TFT people, they paid them. Hooked them up with hotels, whatever, and we flew out. And then
they previously took TFT people to do the same thing, and they got paid.
Riot paid.
Riot paid. Okay, and then Blizzard. I just remember
guys got paid to playtest.
Yes. Especially when they're asking for like feedback, like if we're doing full party feedback from different
like
regions.
It's 8 hours of playtesting. Yeah. It's not like try it.
Oh, it's scripted. Okay. Like, not scripted, but
it's a plan.
Well organized plan day of like Q&A type shit.
So Blizzard expected like that, but like for free. And I was just like,
Okay.
See, I thought they were just talking about like us going to play
for an hour.
Because we were just invited to the Valorant playtest, and I thought it was more like that, right?
Oh no. It'd be like if they invited you like 8 months ago and they're like, help us make the game good.
Yeah.
And then they're like, we're gonna go through the day, we're gonna play test for three hours, and then we're gonna eat lunch, play test for 3 more hours, we're gonna have feedback sessions after each
with
play
the devs, yeah.
That's not gonna lie, for Valorant I'd do it.
Yeah, true. I would do it for Valorant, yes.
True, because it's like not pretty, wrong. It's like pretty hype. But like they were asking, it was like a very experimental thing that they ended up doing. And it soured a lot of people's things. Like, to the point where like a lot of the creators, like me included, got messaged by other people and were just like, do not go for free. Mm-hmm. I'll do anything, just do not go for free. I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I said no.
Yeah.
Like, I remember at the beginning of everyone's career when they get invited by the game companies or like a sponsor for $500. It's like, wow, I'm like, I made it.
Not even $500. My first sponsorship was almost Dust Off, the can where you like, spray it in. And they were like, we can give you free product and a backpack. And I was like,
wait, what the fuck is Dust Off?
How do you like not know what Dust
Air in a can, right?
And it has like a little...
It's a keyboard shit, right?
Yes. You clean it.
Yes.
You clean like the inside of your PC.
And
you got it for free?
Okay, that was like our first potential sponsor. And I was like, we fucking made it, guys.
No
dust
payment?
It was just
product. And they're like... It was like the league was like still like in season one.
Yeah.
And like it was me and Void Boy, and we're talking. We're just like, should we take this Dust Off sponsorship back?
It's like the biggest decision we've ever made. Like,
it's like, for a backpack. Like
they said they were getting hyped over Air.
Literally nothing.
They went, look, the cover. Okay, you're getting excited for this. Oh my God!
Okay, and a free backpack. Okay.
Holy shit, that's actually, that's.
That's what it meant for me a long time ago. When I was trying to make it.
I can imagine.
You know, that was it.
Well, this is like early on in the league scene, right? So this was like the Wild West of influencer fucking anything, right? Yeah. So I understand how that you know, how you, you're excited
to
be that.
That was a dark era.
That's so funny.
Nothing gets dust off, but like, yeah, product. If you try to come up to me, like, we'll give you free product and a backpack, I'm going to be like, fuck off, please.
Yeah, like getting free shit is like a sign that you're making progress when you're a content creator. Like someone gives you the game for free or like sponsors you for like $50 an hour.
Just sends you stuff
like clothes. Like
yeah, no, you don't understand. That was a sponsorship. That wasn't like
you had to have the overlay on your screen.
Yeah, it was gonna be like,
oh my god,
it was gonna be like, yeah, we could sponsor you for this next tournament. I think
sponsored by Dust Up.
Yeah, like something like that.
What the
Look,
this wasn't a one-off campaign, yeah, right?
It was a dark time. And then we got picked up by Digg like a month later. So that was like the start of Dignitas' first League of Legends team.
I mean, you could have been Dust Off Gaming.
Oh my god. We didn't talk about title sponsorships, but maybe they might have asked, you know. They throw in a fucking, like, I don't know, like a little
towel
and like, oh shit, we have to be Dust Off Gaming this term.
They added some thermal paste. Yeah. Some shit.
It's a wrap. Thermal paste.
They lock us in for 3 years with that.
Holy shit. I've actually been hearing about like content creator contracts nowadays, and I am like so concerned for people still, because it used to be really bad, but now it's still bad, but it looks prettier.
You used to be not getting paid money, and now you're getting paid money.
But it's not the amount you should be getting.
Okay. It's, I don't know if that's true. It's
a
like
lot of the time.
The time is too long. It's like they'll lock you in these like
for three plus years. That's insane. That's a lifetime in esports.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But and like I always think of it like this way. What you're getting paid is good for now.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't grow at all, but if you grow a little bit in the next 6 months, that offer's gonna look not that good. Mm-hmm. In a year, that offer, that's gonna look real fucking like. Like I wish I got more, and in 2 years you're gonna be like, get me out right now.
I think a lot of kids as well, when they're getting into it, they think that if they grow, that the you know that they'll get that raise, and that's where a lot
sometimes
of
sometimes you do, and yeah. sometimes yes. you
there,
don't.
There are sometimes you do.
There's and, sometimes and, good yeah. orgs and yeah. trustworthy. Exactly. And sometimes they're like, hey, we're just
100%.
You were just gonna fuck you.
100%. And unfortunately, the good ones are like, was like. What, three?
Yes, actually.
And they're like, the most, like, yeah. they're the hardest to get into because everyone wants to be a part of them. Yeah, so exactly. It's like, if you sign, you've already kind of made it.
Yeah.
Like,
so, yeah. So I know a lot of people that have been given like 3-year contracts or have been looking at it. And I'll tell them, I'm like, dude, you should not lock yourself in for anything for this long, like for 3 years.
But I saw a recent one, and it's not just like, oh, you're branded by this org. It's like, you can't take sponsorships in any category, like any. I'm talking headsets, monitors, keyboards, laptops, anime, VR headsets,
even
food, clothing, like nothing.
Even if the team doesn't have those categories?
Yes. They lock it off regardless.
Because they could potentially get it.
And you want to sell those numbers that creator is bringing in.
Wow. Yeah.
So and the creators know to argue for those because they'll back off of some stuff. Mm-hmm. Like if you're a new streamer
and you don't have an agent, you're just like, okay, cool, I get a free sponsor.
The only thing when you someone that like, I mean, I recently got into the game. The number one thing you end up looking at, or like especially talking to like a lot of my friends because they're like younger Fortnite players, the number one thing they look at is the salary, and that's all they look
and
at.
And they just think it's free money, but it's like read the fine print. But
it's like there's so many other things to take into consideration. Yeah. Like what is this company gonna do for you?
Mm-hmm.
There's so many other things.
Yeah.
That like when people just jump into something strictly for the money, it could lead to issues down the road for that person.
For sure.
Like you really need to think these things out and contact somebody, get a lawyer and like have them read over your stuff. There's so many people that just don't.
Yeah, especially when you're signing away your life for years. Oh my god.
3-year contract.
Oh, the best contract I ever heard about this is when Winter Fox was a thing way back in early LCS.
Oh, yeah.
Winter Fox had a contract. They signed Pobelter, who's currently playing the LCS right now. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Okay. He's one of the longest pros ever. The contract said they could use his nightlight list for life. So even after Winter Fox left the LCS, they were still selling like jerseys of him or like stuff from him. And even now, I think they can still sell jerseys of him. He literally got signed into like what was like a ridiculous, like a lifetime thing. Because he had to sign to play in the LCS, right? So like, but luckily, like they're on the LCS, it's not a big deal. Like they didn't really exploit it at all, but it was just super funny.
Yeah. It's funny that it's in
I'm just thinking about what would like, if like Pokey were to have like a contract with someone where it's just like, we have your likeness forever.
like they're signing the contract or I'm signing it?
What do you mean? Like they, this is like X
or they can like, use my likeness. They can likeness use your forever? Likeness
forever, yeah.
Bro, body pillows left and right.
Or just like, I was thinking about that for mine. I'm like, that would be so scary.
Yeah,
it's
that would bother me so much.
I think I've heard of a lot of issues like that in like sports where they'll use it. For example, like they'll sell someone's likeness to like a restaurant and they'll be like, you know, outside, like holding the pizza or whatever, like a little cardboard cutout. But like any team can make a ridiculous amount off your likeness if you become successful whatsoever.
If you got Pokey rights to Pokemon right now, you know, body pillows, fucking bath water, it's just over, you know. So fucking $1 million.
Yeah, which isn't an issue like at the start, but if it's for freaking ever, when you guys aren't even associated anymore, they're not even doing anything for you anymore, or you're not doing anything for them, it's like, let go, please. The
contract said something like we own your likeness or whatever in perpetuity,
something like that.
Perpetually,
in all universes forever.
Did it say
like,
that?
Yes, the wording was so funny because it literally mentioned like in all universes, not like no exceptions whatsoever. It's insane,
man. They'd be on Mars. Tfue's likeness, man.
Tfue has.
They'd be calling up SpaceX, being like, "Take us up there, fam." We got to go.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I think the people you can mainly trust when it comes to these stuff are other content creators.
Yeah.
Because I remember Mo had some contracts talks and he came over to the offline house. And like Pokey was giving him advice. And I was sitting there. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wait, shit. This is good advice. So like I actually took what you said and like talked to like, you know, agency and management and like platforms. Mm-hmm. And it actually helped a lot. Because I was able to go in and say, well, I know that's not true for a fact.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And like,
do you remember what it was?
It was platform stuff.
Yeah.
They're nice.
They're like some genuinely good people behind the orgs as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think every org will have good people. Mm-hmm. But like how powerful they are, they can't do everything, right?
Yeah.
It's a bunch of people, a bunch of movies.
And sometimes it's hard to tell who. Exactly. I've seen some really genuine people and just been like flabbergasted by like the sorts of things that they will.
There's a lot of
do.
Pieces of shits in the scene.
But they're hidden under
like,
a sweet exterior.
I would say this is something that I've thought about before is like the really, like I think overall, like when you're a new player entering the scene, how do I want to put this in words?
Don't like, worry. This is good.
But like, so the really good orgs, right, mm-hmm. are actually in a shitty position because of all the fucking bad orgs. Mm-hmm. Or they're not in a shitty position, but like when it comes to player like trust mm-hmm. and like developing a relationship, a lot of players are like
worried.
Are kind of like really on like the fence and like really, really defensive when it comes to just like communicating with some like top tier orgs or like. Like
that's so
weird. That's odd. I wouldn't expect them to be.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because of like what's happened in the past with like Tfue or whatever.
Probably, possibly. But I know just there's so many shitty practices, I think, that a lot of people like get away with that it causes like this sort of, I don't know, like the sort of like fear against orgs mm-hmm. as a player where you're kind of just, or like you don't want to let down your walls at all, right? I've seen that in the Fortnite scene a lot. And I mean, to be completely honest, in the Fortnite scene, it might also be because there's just generally younger players as well that don't know how to navigate the scene and get a lawyer or do XYZ.
I think if you try to do like too many scummy things in the current league scene, it's like really hard because they've got like an established.
It's all regulated, right?
Yeah, it's all like all fucking, or not so much extremely regulated, but mm-hmm. like everyone knows what to expect behind the scenes.
Gotcha.
You could do some like fancy shit, like, but like for the most part, it's like you know what to expect. You're coming to the table. Uh-huh. Both parties are just like, you're gonna give me X, Y, and Z. Maybe fluff it up with a little bit of you know, like. Mm-hmm. This other thing B, but for the most, everyone knows what the cards are.
Yeah.
But it's like sometimes I've heard of some weird shit. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, there's some.
I knew an orc who signed a player for really cheap, mm-hmm. and at the parties when they would invite people over, they would brag publicly about how cheap they signed this person for, and I was just like,
oh my god.
You were really working at this company. You're gonna say that? I was pretty fucking pissed.
Yeah.
That. Oh, that's so BM, dude.
That's pretty scummy.
Stuff like that.
Like knowing you got a good deal, but you kind of scammed them out of what they're worth.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, come on.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, I get that it's their job to like maximize income. It's like, hey, you got a great deal for like very low price, but like. Sometimes it just feels bad watching, like, finding out someone, oh, what's your contract like? Because, like, recently one of our friends received a contract from one of the top orcs. Uh-huh. And I think you looked at it, right? Yep. And your reaction was like, wait, this is a piece of shit.
The same one?
Yes.
It's a piece of shit deal.
I don't know about piece of shit, but there are definitely a lot of... I was like...
Okay. I want to know after.
Of course.
Dude, when I find out that certain people are... Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
You found that.
Yeah. When I find out certain people are signed to orgs and they have like hundreds of thousands of followers or subscribers, and listen, they're getting paid nothing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know a lot about that.
Yeah.
I know a lot about that one.
Someday you could talk about the really bad contract. The really
is it who I think it is?
Unbelievable.
It's like relatable, right? Or like we probably both know him. Okay, yeah. Shit,
it's getting juicy, but I can't say shit. Same. 5 years. 5 years. Okay. 10 years.
Yeah. Like, if there's any content creators watching this, just reach out to like any one of us, or reach out to like any big streamer.
You literally send me your contract. I will look over it.
Yeah, it's like it's not worth it. Just like being excited over a deal. It's like, oh, someone wants me. I want to sign it. Like, I don't care if I'm giving up this right. It probably doesn't matter to me anyway. I just want to be like a player associated.
If you're worth signing, you probably have a chance of blowing up.
Yeah. They wouldn't approach you.
So you should think of yourself in that manner. Yeah.
There's a funny story. When Lena first reached out to me, she said she wanted me to be on TSM. Literally, like, the day that she reached out to me, I was like, I'm signing. Like, let me, give me the contract. I don't care. Like, I'm ready. Where do I sign? Like, I want to be on TSM. But then her response, like, bless her heart. Her response was amazing. She basically said, chill, like, read it over, get someone to look at it maybe, and then come back to me later, make a decision. Like, I was like, damn. It's like, but I know for a fact if that was with anyone else, or like, if the wrong person came my way and had that, they would be like, all right, I got it right here. Here you go, Billy. Like, she read over the contract with me to make sure I understood every single term.
Jesus. Man.
Which is pretty nuts.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
I had a similar experience, actually, with TSM. Poggers. They gave me the contract. I signed that shit.
I remember. It's so funny.
Yeah, and then a week later, I'm like, should I have signed this shit? So I told Reggie, he's like, hey, can I unsign this? And then Reggie was like, yeah, no problem, bro. We'll look it over again. So like I signed it, and
it was good that you know.
Yeah,
was cool
you
about,
would do that.
You know?
Yeah,
because like,
a lot of people would.
Most people
would
be like, ah, sorry, man, I got you for 2 years.
Yeah.
Well, technically,
we own your ass.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was cool about it, and then joined offline TV. So
gotcha.
Yeah, TSM, and also I know TSM, like when they did their like sponsor categories, it's only for categories that they have sponsors for. So then other companies was just like, I own every category. Like, you know,
you cannot get a
body pillows of the future. We ain't in that, but one day we might be. So we own that.
And even, I mean, a little insight on that, even that is changing as well, because I only represent two categories for TSM currently. So I have like a lot of the other categories that we're like currently working on getting deals for as well. So it's a big thumbs up.
Yeah,
you can let me know if like you want to cut this out, but I think I remember hearing like, cause I kind of remember your like explosion in Fortnite and seeing TSM be with you throughout all of that. And then when you got really, really big, they like adjusted your pay, I think, relatively fast.
They did.
Which
very fast, yeah.
Which I remember thinking was impressive. Really fucking nice. Because of the time they will like wait or they won't or they're like, well, we signed you for this amount, whatever.
Okay, so straight up, like, and we don't have to cut this out. I think this is okay to keep in. They would come to me and tell me that I'm getting a raise from that month.
It's like, what?
And I was like, oh, sick. I was like, awesome, like, let's do it. And then I think this is okay to say too, like 3 months later would happen and more growth would happen. And I would as well get another call from Lena or from TSM saying, hey, you know, we think that you're, you know, we could bump things up a little bit for you because we think you're worth this now. And that was like, that's honestly, that is how you build a relationship. That's how you keep people like on your side.
I've heard a lot of really interesting things. Do you remember your first YouTube editor?
Yeah.
Do you know what? Did you know the story in the editor's circle about your first YouTube editor's first month working with you when you blew up?
Yes.
That's a legendary story.
It is? Is that a legendary story?
well, maybe not a legendary story, but at the time.
We stay true to that.
Yeah, yeah. So he was getting paid 100% of the income for the YouTube channel. So when he blew up, the first month that he blew up, all the editors were talking about it because his editor at the
time.
Was it
100 or 70, 30? It was something close to that, right?
I'm pretty sure it was 100.
Yeah, okay.
And like they honored the month and then they adjusted the contract after, but he got a check for like, geez, a ridiculous.
Five figures?
It was, oh, yes.
Yeah, no. We made that deal not knowing exactly. We didn't know what was going to happen. So we're like, okay, we're going to give him you know, all the, whatever he's going to work on it, we're going to build it up and he's going to be like motivated to work on the content, of course, because he's making everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, cool with that too. I was like, that's a really good plan to like just get things going. And then like literally that month, things blew up. And I remember I was like,
he had the largest payout ever.
Really?
Because everyone would talk to me about it. But all the editors, they'd be like, so he got paid out so much. I'm like,
yeah. But I remember having a talk and we're like, we're going to actually stick to that. We're not going to go back just because we made more.
And like when I hear stories like that, I'm like, that's a good move. You know? Yeah. Like I really like and appreciate stuff like that.
Yeah. And I was really happy with working with
Life. We're just TSM shilling right now. What the hell? How do we turn it to the TSM podcast?
We can go into the OTV advice segment of the video. First of all, hold on. I need to get my phone. Mm-hmm. Did you miss me? Okay. Nice. All right, first question from Oosh Joosh or Josh, don't know. Most of my female friends are super affectionate with those around them, and I always have trouble figuring out if they have an actual romantic interest in me or if they're just being their normal friendly selves. Any tips that would help me not get let on?
Wait, is this guy bragging that he has multiple girls being affectionate towards him?
Yikes, can't relate, sorry, man. No, I actually think it's a really good question, especially when you're young and people aren't very romantically experienced and they don't sometimes people are really just trying to be nice, but they don't realize when certain things seem very flirty. And I think that line is also very different for different people. I will talk and then I'll let the boys talk because they may have more experience from the boys. I will say a really good indicator is seeing how that girl acts with other guys. So if she is like, oh, and like hugs you a lot, touches you a lot, but she does that to all the guys, it's probably not because she has a crush on you.
Yeah.
But if she is particularly more affectionate with you, that could be a good sign. So, yeah. Because I know some girls that, you know, they act really flirty with a lot of guys and boom, 10 dudes have a crush on them and so whoops. Yeah.
Oopsie daisy.
How about you, Miss? You ever been led on by a girl or like?
I don't know.
I know you want to be F them bitches.
I don't have much female experience at all. So
see, that's surprising to me because you're from Fortnite. Mm-hmm. You know, you're a tall individual, good looking, young, and good at the game. Mm-hmm.
All the check marks. I'm just looking on the list.
Yeah, like,
I feel like he's not the type to F with fangirls, though.
But they are hitting you up, I imagine.
I never have. Yeah. But
what's your DMs like, Miss?
What are my DMs like? I don't really go through my DMs.
Can we go through your DMs?
Sure.
Wait, this needs to be the new segment. Go through the DMs of the guest.
I mean, you guys want to?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right, wait, are your DMs open though?
No, the request only.
But okay. There's Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Instagram. I'm sure.
Well, there's Twitter requests too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I have Twitter requests. Which one do you guys want to see? IG?
I think IG would have more hoes.
You gotta be careful though, because sometimes IG has a lot of like spammers from Fortnite, but we can check both.
Yeah, don't worry. We'll go through it.
We'll figure it out.
Here's
this is
top,
a good
you
wanna segment.
Go top request or recent? Like all requests.
Ooh, wait, top.
What's top requests?
It's the people with more followers show up.
Oh, yeah, let's see the top requests.
Okay, here.
Let's fucking go.
All right, guys. Oh, first girl. They said, yo, Myth, you're kind of cute. January 5th, last Saturday. Yo, Myth, you're kind of cute. Yesterday, she goes, fuck, I'm so bad at sliding. I'm sorry. Dude,
she has
16,000 followers.
Yeah, it's not just some random person. 16K followers.
This is someone you can actually respond to.
Yeah, I legit don't. I don't like.
Okay.
Well, still not bad. Not bad.
But yeah, it's not like I'm people. Okay, so people have like this. Video. People think that I'm like this dude that's swimming in women for some reason.
Yeah,
and that I've just had my DMs are flooded. But I literally don't ever go through my DMs. I don't think I'm flooded, and I don't really fuck around like that.
They're flooded.
It is flooded.
Aww.
It is flooded. It's flooded.
Bunch of women.
Only women. Some men.
You definitely have girls in your DMs. Except she looks like 12. No, wait, she's 22. She's 22.
That's a big difference.
She's 22, but she be looking 12. Am I wrong?
Yeah, like I've never clicked any of those 12 looking 22 year old people that you're talking about.
It's okay.
Yeah. So yeah, that's
not bad.
Those are my DMs, I guess.
I do feel like you're someone that values their career a lot. Like you're grinding hours. Mm-hmm. You're really in the sauce. And those types of people usually don't go out of their way to pursue many romantic interests. It's like if it comes along, it comes along.
Yeah.
If it doesn't,
that's sort of how I feel. I'm sort of just living life.
Yeah. But when you go back to your house, you just have to like wade through the women. Like as you walk to the front door, is that it? I'm just curious.
Oh, get out of the
No.
Okay. Back to the question. Uh-huh. How do you avoid being led on?
I have no idea. I mean, is it not something you, it's something you like recognize. I don't even, I really have no, I don't know. Scar, take it, dude. I have literally no idea.
Toast,
you want to take this?
Toast?
I just assume they're not interested. Like when it comes to every girl in my life, it's like, I'm not going to get my hopes up.
So oh
I'm
and
just,
plus, like, my God.
Are we trying to like detect someone leading you on? Or are we trying to like...
You're trying to decipher between someone being nice or actually liking you.
Or actually liking you. Mm-hmm. So which, how, in what case is one of those leading you on? Because I think, I thought like leading you on is when someone is like...
Purposely being nice.
Acting like, you know, doing it and then like kind of like...
No. They're not sending mixed signals. They are like... You may think that they're flirting or you may think that they're into you, but you're like, oh, wait, maybe they're just being nice.
Oh, yeah. I think your tips were like the best, right? See how they interact with other people. Mm-hmm. That's all
sometimes
I got.
Sometimes people are just like that in general.
Yeah, I agree. Like there was once a girl who like kind of laughed at me and did this whole thing. And then like, you know, a day later, she did the same thing to Fed.
Oh, maybe she's just interested in both.
Huh? Uh-huh, true. What? But then you still don't want her.
Yeah, I don't
she
know.
Belongs to the streets.
Oh my God!
Be gone.
As soon as they have interest in Fed, like get the fuck out.
Yeah. All right. Next question.
One moment.
But Poke, my DMs were clean.
There is no clean or dirty. It's just like seeing how many girls are hitting up. The thing about Instagram DMs is like your top ones with the most followers, it refreshes like weekly or something.
Every 3 days.
So literally what we saw, those like 2-3 days?
Yeah.
He knows how much it takes.
This is so funny. She like said hi and then apologized for herself. Like, oh, I'm just
no, she called him cute like three times. She was like, fuck, I'm so bad at sliding. That's actually so cute.
That's so funny.
Wouldn't be a bad person.
Well, I know the top three is because I do go to my top request, but I don't like scroll down. I just see like who's at the very top because it might be like a business opportunity or something.
Yeah, it's a business opportunity.
Or, you know, one of the Kardashians might be sliding to my DMs.
Oh, shit.
That would be crazy. Imagine.
That's a response. Mm, sure. okay, second question from Crazy Bomber 10. Hello, I know this is weird, but how do I stop myself from being overprotective towards my girlfriend and stop being too goddamn insecure?
Stop being a simp.
No. Actually, a simp would let her do whatever.
True.
I gotta say, for starters, props to you for being so self-aware about the fact that you're being overprotective and it's because you're insecure.
Your years of Dr. Pokey have really
I love Pokey's approach compared to mine, dude.
Yeah.
No, but it's so true because so many guys are extremely overprotective, but they don't realize it.
Yeah.
And sometimes the girls don't realize it either.
Well, they just don't give a fuck.
Have you guys ever found yourselves like, being with someone and you're like, oh, like, I don't want her to like play with other guys or like hang out with other guys or, you know, you get worried.
Yeah, I guess like I actually read a Reddit thread on like jealousy and shit. Ooh. Around like girls that have like guy friends. Mm-hmm. And basically like, I thought it was pretty useful. And essentially they just said, if they're just like literally friends and they're not, and you have to like trust your partner, right? Because if they're literally not doing anything, and all they're doing is spending time doing like activities that they would normally do. What is their, like your jealousy shouldn't stop that from being a thing. And you shouldn't be protective about things that you would also want to be received on your end. Like if I had a friend that like, if I wanted to go out to eat dinner with one of my friends that happens to be a girl as well, like that shouldn't
be an issue.
Yeah, that shouldn't be an issue. Was that what the Reddit thread said? Yeah. Something along those lines.
It's like about a healthy relationship. It goes both ways, right? So because like trust is the most important thing.
Yeah.
And you know, if you already don't trust them, then that's a kind of a problem.
Yeah. But if it's like, another thing they said is like, if it's becoming like a thing that's happening every day or like 5 days out of the week where they're hanging out with this specific person. Another tip they gave was if it becomes like a thing where your plans with that person are getting canceled.
Their priorities.
Yeah. Then there's like, that's kind of like a signal red light that I thought was quite useful. And it made sense. So that's what sort of helped me, I think.
You? Any advice?
No. I mean, I was only in one real relationship with Janet. And she's one of those ride or die bitches kind of deal.
Ride or die bitches.
So like, she never made me feel like, insecure, because I know like at the end of the day I trust her completely. Aww. So like she'll play games with friends and it's like totally fine, and like sometimes like it also helps me because it's just more personal time for me. Like some people are trying to make it weird saying, oh, she's playing with that guy again. I was like, thank god, so I can have some free time. But it's like you just have to trust in your relationship. And if you are finding yourself having those thoughts, then chances are something's a little off, right?
I think it's good to try to get to the root of those thoughts. Is it like, oh, this person has given me reason to be overprotective or feel insecure? Or is it like, oh, no, I'm actually insecure for more personal reasons. Like, oh, I feel like I don't look as good as the guy she's hanging out with, or, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And when you get to that root cause, you better know how to address it. Even if it's just like, oh, like I want to like look better, present myself better, or gain more confidence in myself, however that is.
She's so good at giving advice.
Worst case scenario, you could just lock them up, you know, and just.
True.
Hey, my man.
Not true. That was a joke. The my man in the high five was to add.
No worries.
The comedic value
was there.
I wasn't kidding. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Next question.
No, that's it.
Have you been in many relationships?
No, not many.
Okay.
A couple. Very handful.
I will say some girls like a tiny bit of jealousy.
Aww.
Just like a tiny bit.
To know you care.
Yeah. It's like, okay, you're a little too okay with this kind of deal. It's like.
I think you can always like sprinkle in jealousy in like a joking manner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
not like, you can't go because I want you here, but more it's like, oh, I wish you would spend more time, you know, I want to hang out, but like, you know, go do your thing kind of deal.
Man, I'm like so bad with the relationship questions.
You're really young. One step at a time, true. Dude. Also, those Reddit threads help.
They do.
Dude, I love Reddit threads. Owns. I'm like living vicariously through other people's experiences.
Reddit owns. I love Reddit. I've been reading a lot of Reddit over the past like year.
Like, do you go to bed just scrolling through Reddit at night?
Sometimes. Yeah. I like waking up to most popular just over the entire website.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyways, I think that's all from us today. Please do check out our lovely guest, TSM Myth.
Oh, watch the stream when Valorant comes out.
Watch all our streams when Valorant
comes out.
We'll play together. So
okay. Myth, you gotta drag us up with you.
Listen, that's the strategy. That's the plan,
we'll
right?
We'll be in your customs, right? We'll get that off in rank, right?
And we do team cut friendly customs, and oh,
all right, we're gonna invest in this. How much views do we get per video? Like 500k?
Whoa!
If each of them 300? Watch Myth, you have 500k viewers. Check them out.
Okay. Thank you. Nice. Thank you guys so much for watching. Any last minute thoughts?
No. Thank you guys for considering me to be part of the podcast. I appreciate
it. We're happy to have you.
You're at the top of every list. Don't worry, man. Yep. I'm serious.
I like it if you liked it. Comment, let us know who else you want to be a guest on the podcast.
If you want me to come on again, let me know as well.
Yeah. He's coming back
next
week.
So easy peasy. And subscribe if you haven't already. Bye.